النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the pure and noble direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, he was the 10th divinely appointed successor, and he was the 10th divinely appointed trustee to the final seal of prophethood, the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had complete mastery over the Islamic sciences and even the non-Islamic sciences. All people came and benefited from Imam al-Hadi's vast treasures of knowledge and wisdom. Whether it was the sciences that dealt with the Qur'an, or the seerah and the sunnah of the infallibles, or whether it was the sciences of philosophy, theology, jurisprudence, anything that was posed to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam as a question was answered by his eminence. And all this despite his tender age, for he was quite young when Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam attained the position of Imama, gifted and endowed to him by the Almighty Allah.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jamaatul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call, and the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-du'ati ila Allah wal-adillahi ala marzatillah.
Peace be upon the callers of Allah, the leaders to Allah's pleasure, the abiders of Allah's decree, the perfect in love for Allah, the sincere in professing Allah's oneness, the manifester of Allah's orders and prohibitions, and Allah's honored bondmen who speak not until he has spoken and act by his command. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. There's an interesting conversation that happens between this individual by the name of Abdul Rahman, who was a man from the city of Isfahan in present-day Iran. And he had this conversation with Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. So this individual, Abdul Rahman, he had embraced Shiism. He believed in the imamah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. But he ended up going one time before he became a Shia to the city of Surra Man Ra'a. And this is present-day Samarra. So he had gone there to meet the Abbasid Caliph Mutawakkil to complain about being poor. And so when he was standing at the door to go into the palace, apparently they realized that Al-Mutawakkil Abbasi, he had summoned Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And so Abdul Rahman, he says that I'm going to wait here and see what happens. So all of a sudden he sees that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam comes and the people start to stand up and glorify him and honor him and give him respect. And he says that I saw how people really loved him. And so all of a sudden, out of his heart and from his heart, he kind of automatically prayed for the safety of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. And Imam Hadi alayhi salam then turns towards him, walks towards Abdul Rahman, and says that Allah has responded to your prayer and he will prolong your age and increase your wealth and children. And so Abdul Rahman, he says that I was totally shocked and I couldn't believe that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam read my mind and he knew what it was in my mind and the dua that I had done. And then he says that when I went back to my hometown of Isfahan, I had been endowed with a great amount of wealth and something that I couldn't even imagine. And he said that he had more than 10 sons. And he had lived to be more than 70 years old. And then he says all of these were due to the blessings of the dua of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. What a beautiful, conversation here, a beautiful story, how this individual goes and, he has this pure love for the imam, even though he doesn't necessarily know the imam at that time, but looking at the imam and witnessing the glory and the grandeur and the majesty of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, this dua came out from his heart that may Allah protect him from the plots of Mutawakkil Abbasi. And in return, imam, this is a miracle, right? So Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was able to listen to his dua and then came, and Imam al-Hadi in return gave him his own du'as, and these du'as resulted in these great blessings of age and wealth and children. And so we too, dear friends, when we make a du'a and when we supplicate, we should realize that, Allah the Almighty is listening and that He will respond if it is appropriate for us. If it's not appropriate for us, then out of His grace and might and mercy and compassion, He does not allow certain things to come to fruition because they're not good for us. And one last thing before we close the episode, and that is that how lucky was Abdul Rahman that he was able to see with his own eyes the glory and the majesty and the grandeur of the Imam of his time. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be able to see and witness with our own eyes the grandeur and the majesty of the Imam of our time. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.